All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way we live. I'm Manoush Zomorodi.
Don't just download the latest app. Help design it. Don't just play on your phone. Program it. No one's born a computer scientist, but with a little hard work and some math and science.
That's President Obama last month, asking Americans to learn coding as part of Computer Science Week. And so, my New Year's resolution this year, take him up on that call to action and confront my fear of coding. Yeah, I host a tech show, but I can barely dabble in HTML, and well, let's just say there's a reason I majored in English. But I'm busy, you know? So I signed up for a one-day intensive class offered by a British company called Decoded. It just opened up recently here in New York.
A warm welcome to everyone to Code in a Day, New York. Very exciting day.
Picture a bright, airy loft in Midtown with a healthy organic buffet set up next to a long table, fully charged MacBook Airs placed carefully at every seat.
My name is Ali. This is John. We shall be guiding you on the path to digital enlightenment today.
Ali Blackwell and John Ridpath swore we would learn by doing. They promised we would make our own app, yep, in one day, and that we would understand a little bit more about this new relationship being forged between humans and machines.
Computers are super fast, but fundamentally, you know, stupid. But together, we can change the world. And if the computers are learning how we think, then we've got to understand how they think, which is why
each student had paid, or convinced their company to pay, about $1,500 for this 9-hour course. Yeah, not cheap. There was the founder of a travel startup, an MTA marketing executive.
Some private equity investor out of Chicago.
And Jared Grant, a strategist at Paper Magazine, who immediately caught my attention with his wild pastel shirt. I, of course, had to overshare as soon as we started chatting.
I am going to have to deal with some serious insecurities through this day. This is not just learning to code. It's like a 9-hour therapy session.
This is kind of like your Sheryl Sandberg, like, lean-in moment for the day,
yeah,
isn't it?
Totally.
Go.
I know. I'm pumped.
I'm leaning in, too.
All right.
But first, we had to learn about the building blocks of the web, including why 1979 is considered the birth of the global network, and why code is just a series of zeros and ones.
It's just binary code. A one means on, a zero means off.
Kind of like Morse code. Cool. I really enjoyed this history lesson part. But that wasn't what we were here for, right? Here's me at around 11 a.m.
We still haven't touched the keyboard yet, and I think it's going to be the act of coding that I'm going to have to commit an act of coding in order to sort of, like, take my anxiety level down a notch.
Just before lunch, we finally cracked open those pristine Mac Airs, and we learned this dirty little secret. It turns out that you can search Google, then cut and paste your way to coding, kind of like using a phrase book in a foreign country instead of actually learning the grammar of another language. So perfect for when you're just starting out, but you're not going to be a virtuoso, right? So I did my cutting and pasting, and my personal project actually started to appear on screen.
I'm building this app for my family to check in when they get home. I changed the color of the font, which was very exciting. And I also added a map of our neighborhood by stealing it from Google Images. I am really proud of myself that I know that HTML is what it says on there. The CSS is the way it looks, and that I even know that Java is what makes it do stuff. That alone is a triumph.
Perform an AJAX request. $.AJAX.
After lunch, though, things got more challenging. They wanted us to add geolocation to our app, you know, so your phone could track and alert you when you arrived at your destination. I gotta say, I started to have a bit of an existential crisis, and I kind of drifted off. Would this class have been easier for me if, say, in third grade, I had actually understood multiplication instead of just memorizing the times tables? With all the talk about the lack of women working in tech, am I letting down my gender by admitting this is extremely difficult for me? Why doesn't anyone else here want to talk about how this class is making them feel? I checked in with my old friend Jared. You know, the guy with the cool shirt that I bonded with at breakfast.
How are you feeling at this point?
I'm feeling pretty good.
You're still feeling good?
I mean, you have to be so detailed.
You can't just be like...
It's like needlepoint on the internet.
After 8.5 hours, time to present my finished product. I'm calling it the Helicopter Parenting App.
Do you want to talk us through the thinking, the UX?
The Helicopter Parent App, I think this makes total sense. Kids should check in to make sure that they did indeed get home. They can see what's on the school lunch menu tomorrow if they click there.
Well, I did it. I really did make an app. Kind of amazing. Do I completely understand how I did this? It was a little, I gotta say, over my head, but the mere act of creating it myself made it less scary. It did. It made it less scary. So in the end, yeah, I think I conquered my fear of coding. What I actually gained was even greater reverence for the languages that power our digital world and the people who speak those languages fluently. Coding is not for everybody, but we all should look under the hood and see what's driving our phones, laptops, and lives these days. We've made a video of my attempt to code in a day. Watch the drama unfold and see the app I made on our website, newtechcity.org. On the previous episode of our podcast, we told you about a global internet mystery that has appeared online in January, the last 2 years running.
The message simply read, "Hello, we are looking for highly intelligent individuals. To find them, we have devised a test. There is a message."
The shadowy group behind this message calls itself Cicada 3301. Another call to action was released this week with promises of more crazy cryptographic puzzles. Is it a recruiting tool for a government or business, or just a game? Learn more at our website, newtechcity.org, and while you're there, get your ticket to our live event at the Greenspace on January 23rd. We're calling it Hit the Reset Button for 2014. Kick off your year with me and an evening about living a purposeful digital life. There will be wine, guided meditation, and general hilarity. I'm Anoush Zomorodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.